My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the she club, won't even return his calls, you 1080. Freaking bitch! What is up with that?
She is an aloof bitch. At the club.
Because this bitch is behind me.
Kick the ball, you little bitch. Pop me up over there, bitch.
He put the USDA stamp on his dong. Black dong. Black, please. Thank you. Yeah, I've never seen so much dong in my life. I came hard today.
I'm coming hard.
I'm right Jason Skiedek. My penis is very, very important to me.
Fuck. Spit on that thing.
I can squirt Orson, yes. And I can squirt from a distance.
Yeah.
Well, when Rob's not here, we certainly like to get through the array of Rob drops. And some Souk drops as well. Nice job, Ortner.
Pop me up over there, bitch.
There it is.
America, yeah!
It's almost 4th of July, baby.
Yeah, I don't know. The 4th of July.
Yeah, balls, yeah!
Well, I do enjoy the 4th of July. I mean, I love a good barbecue and all that. Like, I don't know. I don't get too caught up in it.
I used to love, I mean, I still really enjoy it. I loved it way more as a kid when it was like all day pool parties and water balloon fights and parades and barbecues and a day off of, well, I guess it wasn't school, a day off of baseball practice probably.
I mean, I like it. It'd be fun if it was on a Friday and we got the 3-day, like a 3-day weekend sort of thing. I have nothing to get. I enjoy the 4th of July. I guess it's just, I don't know. As I've gotten older, it's lost some of its luster, I think, a little bit.
I was talking about this with a guy at the gym today. I don't think that I've done anything for the 4th of July since probably like high school. Like, I just kind of hang out. If someone lights off fireworks, cool. If not, like, usually have something going on the next day.
Yeah, I used to take my kids. We used to go down to the beach a bunch, and you know, we did the kids like to do the fireworks. Or when I lived in La Center, we went to a couple people's homes that, and like the, when you live in the country, people like fireworks.
Yep.
Like, and, you know, it was we there was some definitely some like, holy hell, how much did you spend on fireworks? Like professional type shows. And I've been down to the Fort Vancouver a couple times, and we've done that. I mean, it's just, I feel like in general, like, no one likes fireworks anymore. Like, there's not as many public displays. I don't think the fort's done them for a couple of years, if I'm not mistaken. They're banned around the city.
Just being pro-American has somehow become polarizing.
Yeah, that whole thing.
There's the whole, like, Well, is your patriotism real or is it not?
Yeah, what kind of American are you?
Yeah, flags!
You know, in some ways, yeah, like the 4th of July, much like, it, like, it's been co-opted again by a bunch of white trash kid rockers, which is kind
of uneducated beer! Ah!
So it's strange. I don't know. I love our country. I love the, you know, what, you know, our birthday, and, you know, I'm grateful for all that. I just, I don't know, now that my kids are older, like, we did the, and we used to go to the rodeo a bunch.
Yeah, yeah, like I've done a St. Paul rodeo for 4th of July. That's a good time.
Yeah, I just feel like maybe, I don't know, lately it's just, it's like, be at my house and, you know, drink some beers and grill, but is it much different than, like, just a Saturday where I'm drinking beer and grilling?
I'm going to go to the gym. Nothing's going to change other than coming into work.
Of course you are.
These gains aren't going to stop for the 4th of July.
It's a leg day.
Will's got to work on his remedial squat thrusts.
George Washington would want me to be squatting. He was a quad father. Now I can be too.
Getting a lot of thoughts from the text line here. First of all, one saying that all holidays start to suck as you get older, which I could buy that to a degree. I do think that maybe 4th of July is a young man's holiday. When you're like a kid, it's awesome because it's pool parties and water balloon fights. I think when you're even like a college age or just post-college kid, there's lots of house parties, which is like a cool thing. It's go up on someone's roof and try to watch the fireworks. Like, it's just a good midweek drinking holiday often. Yeah. But now as you get older, it's like, am I going to go to this person's barbecue who I only kind of like? And, you know, it's there, I think.
Yeah, so I don't want to poo-poo the 4th of July because, hey, America, baby, let's go. I love a little national pride.
Me too.
And so I don't want to poo-poo it. I guess, like I said, it's just, it's, and I didn't even realize it's happening. It just, it's lost some momentum, I guess, in my life.
Another texter here says, go to the Cascade Locks, best fireworks show and not a bunch of crackheads.
Oh, okay.
And one here saying, I'm dreading tomorrow. All the billies come down from the hills and try to set my house on fire.
Yeah, that certainly is a thing.
I got my teeth knocked out on 4th of July once.
What?
Yeah. I was in college. I was at a friend's party and drinking, as one does in college. And a friend of mine from high school, who I hadn't seen since I graduated high school, like a year and a half before, he's like, oh, Buckley! And he runs up from behind me and gives me like a big bear hug. And I was hammered and I lost my balance.
Yeah,
and I started falling forward. And he had me so tight in this bear hug that I couldn't put my arms out to break my fall. And so I kind of just turned my head to the side and bang, right on the... on the cement there.
On an unrelated note, the X Games is on in the background. You want to know what sort of, you know, dead period we are in sports? Dude.
Except for Tony Hawk, who's still out there.
Am I the only one? And by the way, skateboarding, incredible. Like, those guys are sick. Is anyone besides me, I can't fully respect a sport if the best people in the world are like 13?
Yeah.
Is that,
it's like video games for you?
Yeah, it's like, don't get me wrong. Those guys that play like e-games, I can't even fathom doing that. So I'm not trying to in any way throw shade at them. But like this little girl, she looks like she's like 12 and she just dominated the dojo. And I saw some kid recently pulled off I think it was a 900, like only Tony Hawk had done it. And he did two back-to-back and he's like 12. And while that's really cool and unbelievable, I struggle with something that the best in the world at it that are 13.
Yeah, the gal that you just watched, her name is Arisa True, and she is 14 years old.
Yeah, dude, she's...
And she just turned 14 2 months ago.
Yeah, she's ridiculous. But at the same time, it's like, you're the best in the world at something? You're 14?
Yeah, that I always think of gymnastics when it comes to that. Like, we send to the Olympics, and, I mean, for so many years, it's like, oh, yeah, that 16-year-old, that 14-year-old is, like, going to do 17, or figure skaters, for that matter, like, do all the flips and twists because they're just, like, this small package, yeah. But...
There's a local crazy gymnast who's on the U.S. team.
That's right. Actually, I think there are two because...
She went to Prairie.
One of them is... so there's Jade Carey, who is, I believe, that she goes to Oregon State. And then there's another gal who, like
Jordan,
you said...
Jordan Childs.
Jordan Childs, who's from Southwest Washington.
Yeah. Again, it's weird. You're the best in the world at something, and you can't drive.
William,
she can drive.
Earlier in the show,
she's
you
like
said
2 years younger than me.
You said you got a list of how much it would cost to get certain musical acts playing at your wedding. Do you still have that list?
I do. Yeah.
What do we have? Tell us. Give us some highlights. Start maybe. Do we want to start high end or low end, Sue?
Well, I think the high-end ones, that shouldn't be that shocking.
Like, but I'm curious what those cost.
Kid Rock, $200K.
Hmm. Yeah, he's desperate. Fat, uneducated, beer! Ah! There is, by the way, look, I think we've all listened to Kid Rock at some point in our lives.
Sure, ba wa to ba, to bangy bang diggy.
Go, there is an article in Rolling Stone that came out like a month or two ago.
Oh, I saw some of this. Dude, he's off his freaking rocker.
You should read it. Like, he's doing bits. Like, the Rolling Stone interviewer, is like, oh my God. And Kid Rock goes, dude, write the most hateful stuff about me. He goes, just write it. At this point, Kid Rock knows that his career is over, so he's leaning into the whole MAGA thing.
Yeah.
He's doing bits.
And he was all messed up and drunk while he was doing the interview. Yeah, dude, the interviewer made it sound like it was a tough scene.
It's something else. But yeah, $200K. I'll bet you there's plenty of people hiring him at $200K.
Who else we got?
Kings of Leon, you can get them for $400K.
Oh, it's like my wife's favorite band. We're not going to be able to afford that, even if we still needed to get married.
That's a good chunk.
$400K, man.
And that's if you can get them to do it. They're not coming to play your backyard.
No.
You'd have to have
No.
You'd have to have a proper arena.
Although maybe they'd like to.
Can I interest you in Justin Bieber, Justin Timberlake, or Dave Matthews? Because they're all going to roll in at about $1 million.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think to even begin to sniff anyone like that.
I'm actually a little surprised that Matthews is on the same tier as Bieber and Timberlake.
I'm not. Dave Matthews is a big deal.
I know he is, but I guess I don't feel...
I don't get Matthews.
I don't think of him... I mean, I guess the degrees of stardom are easily debatable, but I think of Timberlake and Bieber as, like, global superstar icon types. Not that Matthews didn't have music that spanned the globe, but...
Dave Matthews is one of those bands that you don't... Like, Patrick Harris, Dave Matthews is his favorite artist.
Is that right?
Dave Matthews is one of those that you may not think about, but anytime that guy tours, dude, that guy puts asses in seats. Dave Matthews is one of those sneaky, famous dudes that you don't appreciate truly how big he is.
His concert was a big deal when I worked security at the Gorge.
Yes.
A big deal. And here's the part that's crazy. I don't think I could name you a Dave Matthews song. I know I've heard Dave Matthews.
Yeah.
You would probably, the most recognizable are probably Crash and Ants Marching.
He's got a ton of hits.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews has been a big deal for like 30 years. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't shock me that he's on that level. And I would wonder, like with Bieber, I don't think you can get Bieber for $1 million. Like,
I bet you he runs it higher.
Yes. And I'm guessing too that you really gotta, again, I wonder if you're just some, like, if there's, like, certain qualifications, or if it's just, if you have $1 million, you can hire Justin Bieber. You can hire Justin Bieber, who also, I believe, is going insane.
Speaking of Bieber and weddings, he actually recently got married. Did you know that he got married in a fitted Atlanta Braves baseball hat worn backwards?
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Nice.
Yeah.
That guy's my hero.
His wife is, like, taking it seriously, and he's got, like, a baggy Sherpa fleece and a Braves hat on.
Well,
I guess you can do what you want when you got that kind of coin.
Well, dude, I kind of feel bad for Biebs. There's a really good YouTube clip. Do you remember when Britney Spears was going through her? Well, I guess she still is.
The movie, yeah.
But they did the whatever, the
Saving Britney.
Yeah,
Saving
Britney or whatever. And they put together that a montage of people treating Britney Spears when she was like 16, 17. How uncomfortable it was, where like Jay Leno was talking about her breasts and like people were asking her sexually charged questions when she was like 16.
Yep.
Remember all that?
Whole after she had dated Justin Timberlake, so did you stay a virgin or didn't you?
And right, like it's really, really uncomfortable to watch. And some of this was like mainstream, like I said, like Jay Leno, David Letterman, like talk show hosts.
It was totally mainstream.
It's news fodder. It's so sleazy. Dude, someone did one for Justin Bieber and it's just as bad. Like, Justin Bieber is, like, 13 years old, and there are people are like female hosts and female, like, I forget who the celebrity is. It's a well-known female celebrity. I'm trying to remember who it was. Literally, like, molests him on stage at, like, an MTV Video Music Awards, and Justin Bieber is literally pushing her away. It's, like, 13 or 14 years old, and he's shoving her off, and she keeps coming back trying to like grab his ass and like kiss him. It is so uncomfortable to watch, and you can see on his face he is not playing along, and they do this in all these different interviews, and no one thinks about it because he's a kid, and so we have this idea of like, oh man, how awesome it was. He was 13 and probably getting laid left and right. I'm telling you, that kid went through just as much, if not more, than Britney Spears. And now, like, when you see him and he has all these mental problems and he had to go off tour and he's broken down and, like, he's bunched around all these different religions and all this stuff. Dude, that kid got put through the ringer.
He's gone through it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just, without even hearing him speak, you can kind of just look through his physical transformation. It looks like a guy who's been lost for
a while. And he also got a lot more hate than people realize. Like, yes. Think about, like, being famous at 13. All of your friends then hate you because everyone, I was 13 when he was 13. We all hated him. Not that we were friends of his, but everyone your age group, all the girls love you, but all the boys despise you, hate you. And that probably ranges all the way up to like probably what, 21 when he was 13? Because all the 21-year-old girls, as creepy as it sounds, we're big Justin Bieber fans. So naturally the guys are like, that guy sucks. I hate him.
Well, and exactly. And then I mean, I don't mean to get like uber dark, but dude, he was around P. Diddy a lot.
Ooh, that's right.
And there's some,
I forgot that.
And you know, it's not an if or and anymore with P. Diddy. Like P. Diddy was sexually abusing men, like grown men, and P. Diddy was around young Justin Bieber a lot.
Yeah.
And again, there is some really uncomfortable video of some of P. Diddy's interaction, Puffy Combs, whatever, of him and Bieber. Again, now looking in hindsight, you go back and look at those videos, you're like, oh my God. And for all the talk of the whole Me Too movement, absolutely, some of the things that female stars had to go through in to get to where they're at, dude, from Kevin Spacey to P. Diddy, Taylor Lautner has talked about this, it's just as bad for young male stars. It's just that no one seems to care. And I'll bet you that, unfortunately, I'm guessing that Justin Bieber had some really, 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 really bad things done to him under the guise of, do you want to be a star? And so I feel bad. I feel bad for the kid.
I don't know how we went from,
can you get Justin Bieber for $1 million to, oh my God, Justin Bieber was probably abused by God knows how many different people.
We'll see who else we can get for what price. Musically, of course.
Yes.
Golly, Buckley. Well, but Figure it out.
Honestly, at this point, from all the Nickelodeon stuff, the Michael Jackson stuff, the Sean Combs stuff, dude, can we all just admit that if you're a kid and you're trying to make it in Hollywood, there's usually a price to pay, and that price is...
Usually it's not the kid that wants to make it in Hollywood. Yeah, I mean, read Jeanette McCurdy's book. Oh, my God.
It just, I feel like we just, dude, we serve up kids to sex predators, and we're like, well, hey, you ended up being a star, so couldn't have been all that bad. Like, that seems to be the mentality, and it is bad. And yes, like the parents. Whether you think Michael Jackson did or not, go watch that Michael Jackson, the Finding Neverland or whatever. Dude, those rumors were out there about Michael for a long time, and he had already been accused multiple times, and parents were like...
Still let their kids
parents were like,
them.
Here, take my kid. No, take
it's
my
Michael
kid.
Michael Jackson, of
take
course.
My kid, take my kid, take my kid, and nope. Then they were like, money, please.
Nope. All right, when we get back, maybe a little dealer's choice. We have horny teachers, we have...
Speaking of that...
Yeah, we've got military slot machines, and we've got paralyzed at a bachelor party. We'll decide where Suk wants to go next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
He just stepped out of the shower. He'll be down in a minute.
All right, listen, you guys can't go. Did you just say we?
What?
Did you just say we just stepped out of the shower?
I said he.
Right, okay.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double Sun Power!
Welcome back to the club. We are way behind, but that's no new news around here.
I blame you.
Yeah, I blame me too. Where do you want to start, Sook?
You piece of garbage!
Justin Bieber hater.
Boy's ass!
Well, yeah, now that we've gotten through
the
tragic story of Justin Bieber and his connections with Diddy, you want to talk about the U.S. military profiting off of veteran gambling addiction, too? Or do you want to get into the two?
Is there anything that isn't depressing? Molesting young Hollywood stars and the military?
Well, I mean, we could do non-stars, the ride-or-die best friends that had sex with students while working in the Georgia school district.
Again, now we're
getting a little closer, warmer.
Now we've gone from molesting teen stars to just molesting
regular teens.
Regular teens.
Yeah.
Hey, stars, they're just like us. Yeah. They get diddled, too.
Or really getting paralyzed.
Thank you. Bye.
Or getting paralyzed on your bachelorette party.
It's the most depressing club of all. Just go back to find out how much it costs for me to get foreigner to play.
If you really want,
Sook,
I told you about it off air. We could talk about Pegfest.
I'm intrigued.
I hope you're not, or maybe I hope you are. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he's a bro. Maybe he's being liberated.
Bros aren't doing that, but I do want to laugh.
Oh,
about
I think
it.
Bros are doing that. I think that's the whole point of this, that bros are
doing it.
So
yeah.
Maybe I'm not so bro-y anymore.
We'll keep it short so we can get to break here. But I saw this story pop up. It was not in my initial notes, but boy, the New York Post is really good for some salacious headlines. Yeah. And the headline was: Straight New York City men probe submissive side as surprise sex act has them hot and bothered.
Hold on, everybody.
Yeah, hold on, everybody is right.
Here's the situation.
Well, the situation is that many heterosexual cisgender males between the ages or in their between their 20s and 60s are attending pegging classes in New York to see if they like that.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Do you really need a class?
Are you kidding me?
Right in the butt.
By the way, I love that now, whatever you want to be called, I don't care. I'll call you whatever you want. I, you know, just, you know, give me some leeway here. I may not understand it all, but I don't care. Whatever you need to feel good about yourself. But I love now that we've now created a new gender on a gender that was already there.
That's right. Cisgender.
So if you're
born
just,
male, still a male. Yeah. I think is what that means.
Isn't that you're just
or born that, one way, born with one set of parts, still have those set of parts and identify as
then
such?
You're just a male.
Yeah.
You're just a straight male. Yeah. You're just a straight male. We've now had to create a separate term for just the straight male. Like it, I swear, it's just, it's baffling at times.
To indicate just how mainstream this sex act has become, it was even mentioned in a Deadpool and Wolverine Disney movie trailer earlier this year.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure if that makes it.
Well, that was mentioned in they did that in the first Deadpool. On International Women's Day, there's a scene there where Ryan Reynolds is like, nope, nope.
Well, you may,
you cisgendered bitches.
Maybe you need to be interested because it says, if done correctly, it can result in a full-bodied sensation physiologically much more similar to the female climax. So
what?
Maybe pegging is for you, Sook.
What do we do? This? So we need a class?
I don't know.
We need a class for it? I'll tell you what.
Is there a diagram?
I would be, yeah, is there like a CPR dummy? How does that work?
I don't understand what would happen in this class other than lube up, let's go. Like, what else is there?
Yeah, isn't that literally just go slow and provide?
Is the professor an expert in this study?
Well, we do have a quote here. Oh, man, this is great. It says, experts have attributed the rise of pegging to a long list of cultural changes, including shifting gender identities, relationships, and sexual preferences. Quote, it's helping break down stigma against sexuality, gender, power, mental health, vulnerability, and the list goes on, certified sex educator Sonny Megatron said.
Whoa.
Wait, Megatron's in this?
He's the editor-in-chief of Zipper Magazine and the co-host of the American Sex Podcast.
Isn't he a Decepticon?
You just dropped Sonny
Megatron.
Oh, my God.
And he said, and that's not even factoring in the earth-shattering orgasms.
Old Sonny Megatron.
Megatron's not a good guy. I just want that very clear.
Yes. Megatron is very much he's very much an enemy to the people.
He's a Decepticon.
But someone who goes by Mistress Red warned of jumping right in, so apparently we can't just lube up and let's go, says that they highly recommend you do your research and practice. It is a muscle that you have to work at. Mistress Red apparently is a dominatrix. She said she can't just be sticking things up there.
Again, then do you need a class? Can't you just... Again, I'm doing it wrong? Boy, I'll tell you what. We're living in some great times. For everyone that says how bad life is and how awful it is, this is when you know that life's going fine.
Okay? People are signing up for new sex classes.
When this is what you have to worry about, that you need to learn a new sexual technique, therefore you're going to class, and that there's actually people that are going to teach that you're doing fine. You're doing fine. It's the same people, like, if you believe in ghosts, aliens, or... like you need to go to pegging class. If any of those things are like you're looking for Bigfoot, let's throw that one in there. I'm trying to think of other things that would fall into this.
The Yeti?
Yeah, the Yeti. If you're searching like New York pizza parlors for like pedophile rings, like in basements, like if any of those things are on a weekly or day to day or even like bi-monthly sort of in your schedule, your life is... You have too much free time and your life isn't nearly hard enough. Because those are all activities that you get to do when everything else in your life is taken care of. There's a great book called Comfort Crisis. Look into it. Life's become too easy. Because when you start branching out into these things, that means life has become too easy. And you have to find things to occupy your worthless time.
I'm going to be honest, I don't know where the club's going next, but I do also have a potential sea lion attack, if that's any better for you than the other things that we have going on.
No, my gal comes home from vacation of like, honey, I signed us up for a class.
Wait a second, what kind?
It'll be fun for both of us. Isn't this what like Cosmo was preaching in the 70s?
I don't know. We did ballroom.
Is this new?
We did ballroom dancing once. I got her ballroom dancing classes for our anniversary. Could this be any? Remember when we did ballroom?
This is more of a present for you.
Remember when we did ballroom dancing and how much you enjoyed that? Well,
I got another idea, honey.
We got another one.
Here's Ortner with a SportsCenter update.
Isaac and Sue.
You know, I always thought I could be a great salesman. Well, believe me, I could talk anybody into anything except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
Well, maybe the most compelling news of the club so far, there's a baseball bat stuck in the netting at Wrigley.
Yeah, someone. Who's that for the Phillies? Is that,
I don't know.
It's Sosa? His last name's Sosa?
Don't know. Well, I don't think it's Sammy, but I don't know him.
No, I'm pretty sure. Well, if it's Sammy Sosa, he's now a white cowboy vampire. I don't know. Someone, yeah, from the Phillies took a swing. The bat came out, and it stuck way up high in the net down the third baseline, and they can't get it out.
So they're like, well, we'll try later, I guess.
I mean, it's up there. I mean, that thing's got to be, what, 30, 40 feet up?
I feel like I've seen it in other stadiums where they'll throw, like, a, not a lasso, but, like, a rope up there that can kind of hook it. And dude, I mean, you think that they have a ladder in the stadium, right?
That thing is wedged in. What are you going to – who has a 40-foot ladder?
A baseball stadium, probably. Yeah. I mean, at least I would think.
There's some kids shaking that, trying to get it down, because, you know, if the bat falls, the bat is three-fourths the way through the net.
Yeah.
So if it falls, it'll fall into the crowd side, and those kids got themselves a sweet souvenir.
Yeah. But and maybe a lawsuit as well. Free tickets,
they
who knows?
They can't shake it free.
Text line is in. Steed Cream Roper is a huge fan of pegging and definitely doesn't need a class to show him the ins and outs.
No, he does not. It's the way that, it's how he gets down.
I try to abandon that topic and maybe even pivot from our other topics. I have a new...
I want to learn more about classes they offer at the Y.
I have a new list of topics to choose from, including what a lip reader revealed from an exchange between Julia Roberts and Travis Kelce.
Why is Julia Roberts talking to Travis?
Great question, and I promise it is not what you think it is, but why men are raw-dogging it on flights in this new weird travel trend.
I did see this one. I did see this one. There's a whole Seinfeld episode about this.
Yeah, there sure is. David Putty.
Yeah.
Let's go there. So yeah.
Find something remotely wholesome about this godforsaken program. Oh my God, I just saw... Look at this, what this dude just did. Sorry, I'm getting distracted because the stupid...
Flying objects.
The stupid X Games is on, and I could care less about the X Games, but every now and then...
They do something that you go, holy S.
Dude, so this jackass, he went off the ramp.
On a BMX bike.
On a BMX bike. And then he...
Looks like a double forward flip.
But here's the thing, he let go of the bike. He was not touching the bike. He threw the bike, and the bike did two...
The bike flipped on its own, and he was flipping separately.
Yes. That may be the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
It was pretty rad.
He did two front flips with the bike on its own, while front flipping, grabbed onto the bike after the bike had completed the two flips, then did another flip, and landed it. I'm sorry. That's insane. I don't care about your sport. I find it silly. I don't know how many times you had to break something before you figured out you could do that. But in that one moment, that was really impressive, whoever the hell you were. And nice puka shell necklace. But continue with what we were saying. I got to
raw dogging? You want to get back to raw dogging?
Let's get back to raw dogging.
We're talking about a flight trend going on across the country where apparently people, mostly men, are... I guess voluntarily making themselves suffer through flights. This means that they are sitting in their seat, staring straight ahead, either at the map that is provided on the screen, but not watching...
No Netflix, no nothing.
It says no music, no streaming, no snacking, no sleep.
No.
So basically, you are looking straight forward for the duration of your flight.
That's
the new trend.
There is a whole episode of Seinfeld about this where they're on like a flight from Paris and Elaine's boyfriend... It's just staring straight ahead, and Lane's like, are you going to take a nap? And he's like, no. Are you going to, like, read a book?
It's psycho behavior.
No, and she's like, you're just going to stare straight ahead blankly. He's like, that's right. And she's like, that's it. We're breaking up. And yes, that is psycho behavior. And why exactly are people doing this? Because this, again, seems like something very stupid that...
I mean,
Gen Zers have come up with because it makes them feel different.
I mean, I would guess that there may be an element to it, and I haven't seen anyone say that this is the case, where it's just... Like, it's like a mental reset where you are unplugging from everything and you're just kind of trying to live in the purgatory of the tube that you're in for the next few hours. But I don't really get the benefit of not trying to sleep, of not trying to listen to some music. Like, And for what? Some, like, social badge of honor? Or, I mean, I don't get... You're not going to go brag to your friends about it, are you?
Yeah, so, they do.
You, 100%.
They 100% Why? Do, and they measure who can do it the longest, and these guys are idiots.
Apparently a TikToker named Woodini, who has 13.2 million viewers, bragged about raw-dogging his seven-hour flight, personal best.
There you go, again.
That this guy sucks.
No headphones, no movie, What's no water, name? Nothing. Woodini, W-U-D-I-N-I.
Of course it is.
He sucks.
I'm guessing that whenever you sit next to Woodini...
He said the power of his mind knows no bounds.
Yeah, the first thing out of his mouth is going to be that he is going to sit there the entire flight, and...
He's wearing an Ed Hardy hat with camo bill.
I hate everything about... I know nothing about Woodini, but I promise you that I would not get along with him in any shape or form.
Someone else on TikTok says, new personal best, 11 hours raw-dogging this flight map. the best part to me is that people think it's a flex.
So it's a flex to...
Other raw-doggers?
To just stare... Blankly. That's a skill, is to sit and be bored for 7 hours while doing nothing.
This dude in a little hipster knit beanie said, just raw dog it, 15-hour flight to L.A., no music, no movies, just flight map, new personal record.
And yet you felt the need to tell everyone about it.
That was a musician from Australia.
Yeah,
that guy sucks, too.
Yeah, I just can't think of anything much worse than to just sit and blankly stare for no reason and refuse to sleep.
Just watch Netflix. It makes it go by so much faster.
No, man. Gotta, and I love how they're calling it raw dog. I gotta raw dog it. And then tell everyone, I'm not gonna use any electronics, but as soon as I get off the plane, you
gotta tell everybody with all my electronics.
Everyone that I did it.
Well, no, he takes a video. That's the other thing. He takes a video of himself doing it.
Yeah, that makes complete and total sense.
Text line getting upset at you calling the X-Gamers jackasses because they're awesome.
Look, for the record, I just said that I was impressed. 100%. Everything they're doing is insane. What I said is, I shouldn't have called them. I just don't care about your sport.
Right.
In no way. I don't understand it. I don't want to understand it. I don't get why you do it, but you probably can say the same thing about American football. So I apologize for calling them jackasses, but let's be honest. A lot of pro skaters and BMX dudes, dude, they're jackasses. It's like the broiest of the bros. What they're doing is extremely skilled and terrifying, and I'm blown away by all of it. But the only reason I'm watching it is because it just happened to be on my TV. So I kind of apologize, but at the same time, I still believe what I said.
I think the text line has it right. Sook says, X Games, Hard Pass, X-rated games. Color me intrigued.
This son of a bitch. Holy cow. And jackass can be a term of endearment.
Yeah.
I call Will a jackass. And
every day.
Yeah, Will's, it's a loving term. You know, again, it's a very bro-y thing. There's nothing wrong with that.
We'll try to find out why Julia Roberts was even talking to Travis Kelce in the first place and what a lip reader was able to tell us about that interaction as we wrap it up next on The Fan.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sook.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotch, scotch, scotch.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right, well, as we wrap things up here, I have found internet video that has, I guess, gained or garnered some controversy. It includes Travis Kelce on tour with his girlfriend, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, damn, she's El Travador.
And apparently at her show in London, Julia Roberts was in the VIP tent, and so was Travis. Mm-hmm. And there, some TikToker or somebody caught an interaction between them. And if you watch the interaction, Julia Roberts is getting kind of handsy with Travis Kelce. She's, uh-oh, like giving him little like tickles and rubs on his chest and
Taylor's
his ribs and stuff
Taylor's
like that.
Taylor's not going to like that.
And so people wanted to know, like, what the hell is going on there? Like, is something happening? Like, what are they saying? And I guess somebody who actually helps the hearing impaired with lip reading
I love when people do this.
Oh, yeah. We got to go on the deep dive. And she said, allegedly, what she was able to read was that Roberts told Kelce, seemingly, I am so unusually happy for you guys, and I don't mean to make you nervous, but it makes me so happy.
Oh, well, that's a very...
Which seems really nice.
That's lovely.
I don't get what the issue is with that. I think the issue is more with the physical behavior. Then Nikki Glaser, the comedian, and I think her mother commented on this on Instagram saying it was weird and creepy and gross. And so it became this whole thing where people were ripping Julia Roberts for her seemingly inappropriate conduct with Travis, which, I don't know, was a little bit odd, but not that bad.
Well, it sounds like it was a... She was saying she was happy for him.
She was just unusually happy for some reason that she couldn't figure out while she touched him.
Yeah, and, you know, she just... Big football muscles, I guess. Maybe.
I will say that, people get very uncomfortable if you're touching someone else's significant other. I don't think that would... That goes very
Leads
well.
Leads to a fight every time.
It really shouldn't, but, you know... Like, here's what I never understood about bar bro guy. If some dude is touching your girl and your girl isn't trying to stop him, why are you mad at the guy?
I have never understood that. I've never understood that.
Right? I got that the opposite, but from a girl.
You what?
The girl was touching me, girlfriend mad, tried to fight girl.
Yeah, again, that at least makes...
Well,
like,
yeah,
but it's the same thing. Why wouldn't she be mad at you?
Oh, she got mad at me too.
Well, she should be mad at you. If
why? I did nothing wrong.
Again, if it's your significant other and they're getting touched and they're not like, please don't touch me, my girlfriend's not gonna like this.
He's gonna go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs.
You should be mad at the girl, or you should be mad at the significant other, not the girl.
I said, please don't.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
You know what the solution to that is?
Over-served.
Touch our penises more often.
Yeah, don't quite understand that one. It's like you catch your significant other cheating, you're like, I'm gonna beat his ass. Well, I guess you can't beat her, but she's the one you should be mad at. He's not cheating. Your girl is cheating. He's not cheating on anybody.
I wasn't cheating. She wouldn't leave me alone. She had me in the corner.
That's all the time we have for today. We will be off tomorrow. Have a wonderful 4th of July. Rop supposed to be back on Friday. Me and Suk will be here. That's all for us. Primetime. 3 to 7 coming up Friday. 1080 The Fan.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
A great salesman? Well, believe me, I could talk anybody into anything, except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
Well, maybe the most compelling news of the club so far, there's a baseball bat stuck in the netting at Wrigley.
Yeah, someone. Who's that for the Phillies? Is that,
I don't know.
It's Sosa? His last name Sosa?
Don't know. Well, I don't think it's Sammy, but I don't know him.
No, I'm pretty sure. Well, if it's Sammy Sosa, he's now a white cowboy vampire. I don't know, someone from the Phillies took a swing, the bat came out, and it stuck way up high in the net down the third baseline, and they can't get it out.
So they're like, well, we'll try later, I guess.
I mean, it's up there. I mean, that thing's got to be, 30, 40 feet up?
I feel like I've seen it in other stadiums where they'll throw, not a lasso, but a rope up there that can kind of hook it. And, dude, I mean, you think that they have a ladder in the stadium, right?
That thing is wedged in. What are you going to, who has a 40-foot ladder?
A baseball stadium, probably. Yeah. I mean, at least I would think.
There's some kids shaking that trying to get it down because, if the bat falls, the bat is 3/4 the way through the net.
Yeah.
So if it falls, it'll fall into the crowd side, and those kids got themselves a sweet souvenir.
Yeah. But, and maybe a lawsuit as well. Free tickets.
They
who knows?
They can't shake it free.
Text line is in. Steed Cream Roper is a huge fan of pegging and definitely doesn't need a class to show him the ins and outs.
No, he does not. It's the way that, it's how he gets down.
I try to abandon that topic and maybe even pivot from our other topics. I have a new...
I want to learn more about classes they offer at the Y.
I have a new list of topics to choose from, including what a lip reader revealed from an exchange between Julia Roberts and Travis Kelce.
Why is Julia Roberts talking to Travis?
Great question, and I promise it is not what you think it is, but why men are raw-dogging it on flights in this new weird travel trend.
Oh, I did see this one. I did see this one. There's a whole Seinfeld episode about this.
Yeah, there sure is. David Putty.
Yeah.
Let's go there. So yeah.
Find something remotely wholesome about this godforsaken program. Oh my God, I just saw... Look at this, what this dude just did. Sorry, I'm getting distracted because the stupid...
Flying objects.
The stupid X Games is on, and I could care less about the X Games, but every now and then...
They do something that you go, holy S.
Dude, so this jackass, he went off the ramp.
On a BMX bike.
On a BMX bike. And then he...
Looks like a double forward flip.
But here's the thing, he let go of the bike. He was not touching the bike. He threw the bike, and the bike did two...
The bike flipped on its own, and he was flipping separately.
Yes. That may be the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
It was pretty rad.
He did two front flips with the bike on its own, while front flipping, grabbed onto the bike after the bike had completed the two flips, then did another flip, and landed it. I'm sorry. That's insane. I don't care about your sport. I find it silly. I don't know how many times you had to break something before you figured out you could do that. But in that one moment, that was really impressive, whoever the hell you were. And nice puka shell necklace. But continue with what we were saying. I got distracted.
Raw dogging? You want to get back to raw dogging?
Let's get back to raw dogging.
We're talking about a flight trend going on across the country where apparently people, mostly men, are... I guess voluntarily making themselves suffer through flights. This means that they are sitting in their seat, staring straight ahead, either at the map that is provided on the screen, but not watching...
No Netflix, no nothing.
Says no music, no streaming, no snacking, no sleep.
No.
So basically, you are looking straight forward for the duration of your flight.
That's
the new trend.
There is a whole episode of Seinfeld about this, where they're on a flight from Paris, and Elaine's boyfriend... It's just staring straight ahead, and Lane's like, are you going to take a nap? And he's like, no. Are you going to, read a book?
It's psycho behavior.
No, and she's like, you're just going to stare straight ahead blankly. He's like, that's right. And she's like, that's it, we're breaking up. And yes, that is psycho behavior. And why exactly are people doing this? Because this, again, seems like something very stupid that
Gen Zers
have come up with because it makes them feel different.
I mean, I would guess that there may be an element to it, and I haven't seen anyone say that this is the case, where it's just like it's like a mental reset where you are unplugging from everything and you're just kind of trying to live in the purgatory of the tube that you're in for the next few hours. But I don't really get the benefit of not trying to sleep, of not trying to listen to some music. Like, and for what? Some, like, social badge of honor? Or, I mean, I don't get... You're not going to go brag to your friends about it, are you?
Yeah, so, they do.
You, 100%.
They 100% Why? Do, and they measure who can do it the longest, and these guys are idiots.
Apparently a TikToker named Woodini, who has 13.2 million viewers, bragged about raw-dogging his seven-hour flight, personal best.
There you go, again.
This sucks.
No headphones, no movie,
What's
no water,
name?
Nothing. Woodini, W-U-D-I-N-I.
Of course it is.
He sucks.
I'm guessing that whenever you sit next to Woodini...
He said the power of his mind knows no bounds.
Yeah, the first thing out of his mouth is going to be that he is going to sit there the entire flight, and...
He's wearing an Ed Hardy hat with camo bill.
I hate everything about... I know nothing about Woodini, but I promise you that I would not get along with him in any shape or form.
Someone else on TikTok says, new personal best, 11 hours raw-dogging this flight map. Like, the best part to me is that people think it's a flex.
So it's a flex to...
Other raw-doggers?
To just stare... Blankly. That's a skill, is to sit and be bored for 7 hours while doing nothing.
This dude in a little hipster knit beanie said, just raw dog it, 15-hour flight to L.A., no music, no movies, just flight map, new personal record.
And yet you felt the need to tell everyone about it.
That was a musician from Australia.
Yeah,
the guy sucks too.
Yeah, I just can't think of anything much worse than to just sit and blankly stare for no reason and refuse to sleep.
Just watch Netflix. It makes it go by so much faster.
No, man. Got to, and I love how they're calling it raw dog. I got to raw dog it. And then tell everyone, I'm not going to use any electronics, but as soon as I get off the plane, you
I'm gonna tell everybody with all my electronics.
Everyone that I did it.
Well, no, he takes a video. That's the other thing. He takes a video of himself doing it.
Yeah, that makes complete and total sense.
Text line getting upset at you calling the X-Gamers jackasses because they're awesome.
Look, for the record, I just said that I was impressed. 100%. Everything they're doing is insane. What I said is, I shouldn't have called them jackasses. I just don't care about your sport.
Right.
In no way, I don't understand it. I don't want to understand it. I don't get why you do it, but you probably can say the same thing about American football. So I apologize for calling them jackasses, but let's be honest. A lot of pro skaters and BMX dudes, dude, they're jackasses. It's like the broiest of the bros. What they're doing is extremely skilled and terrifying, and I'm blown away by all of it. But the only reason I'm watching it is because it just happened to be on my TV. So I kind of apologize, but at the same time, I still believe what I said.
I think the text line has it right. Sook says, X Games Hard Pass X Rated Games. Color me intrigued.
This son of a bitch. Holy cow. And jackass can be a term of endearment. I call Will a jackass. And
every day.
Yeah, Will's, it's a loving term. You know, again, it's a very bro-y thing. There's nothing wrong with that.
We'll try to find out why Julia Roberts was even talking to Travis Kelce in the first place and what a lip reader was able to tell us about that interaction as we wrap it up next on The Fan.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sook.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotch is scotch, scotch.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right, well, as we wrap things up here, I have found internet video that has, I guess, gained or garnered some controversy. It includes Travis Kelce on tour with his girlfriend, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, damn, she's El Travador.
And apparently at her show in London, Julia Roberts was in the VIP tent, and so was Travis. Mm-hmm. And there, some TikToker or somebody caught an interaction between them. And if you watch the interaction, Julia Roberts is getting kind of handsy with Travis Kelce. She's, uh-oh, like giving him little like tickles and rubs on his chest and
Taylor's
his ribs and stuff
Taylor's
like that.
Taylor's not going to like that.
And so people wanted to know, like, what the hell was going on there? Like, is she, is something happening? Like, what are they saying? And I guess somebody who actually helps the hearing impaired with lip reading.
I love when people do this.
Oh, yeah. We got to go on the deep dive. And she said, allegedly, what she was able to read was that Roberts told Kelsey, seemingly, I am so unusually happy for you guys, and I don't mean to make you nervous, but it makes me so happy.
Oh, well, that's a very...
Which seems really nice.
That's lovely.
I don't get what the issue is with that. I think the issue is more with the physical behavior. Then Nikki Glaser, the comedian, and I think her mother commented on this on Instagram saying it was weird and creepy and gross. And so it became this whole thing where people were ripping Julia Roberts for her seemingly inappropriate conduct with Travis, which, I don't know, was a little bit odd, but not that bad.
Well, it sounds like it was she was saying she was happy for him.
She was just unusually happy for some reason that she couldn't figure out while she touched him.
Yeah, and, you know, she just big football muscles, I guess. Maybe.
I will say that, people get very uncomfortable if you're touching someone else's significant other. I don't think that goes very well.
Leads to a fight every time.
It really shouldn't, but, you know. Like, this is what I never understood about bar bro guy. If some dude is touching your girl and your girl isn't trying to stop him, why are you mad at the guy?
I have never understood that. I've never understood that.
Right? I got that the opposite, but from a girl.
You what?
The girl was touching me, girlfriend, mad, tried to fight girl.
Yeah, again, that at least makes...
Well,
like,
yeah,
but it's the same thing. Why wouldn't she be mad at you?
Oh, she got mad at me too.
Well, she should be mad at you. If
why? I did nothing wrong.
Again, if it's your significant other and they're getting touched and they're not like, please don't touch me, my girlfriend's not gonna like this.
He's gonna go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs.
You should be mad at the girl, or you should be mad at the significant other, not the girl.
I said, please don't.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
You know what the solution to that is?
Overserve.
Touch our penises more often.
Yeah, don't quite understand that one. It's like you catch your significant other cheating, you're like, I'm gonna beat his ass. Well, I guess you can't beat her, but she's the one you should be mad at. He's not cheating. Your girl is cheating. He's not cheating on anybody.
I wasn't cheating. She wouldn't leave me alone. She had me in the corner.
That's all the time we have for today. We will be off tomorrow. Have a wonderful 4th of July. Rop supposed to be back on Friday. Me and Suk will be here. That's all for us. Primetime. 3 to 7 coming up Friday. 1080 The Fan.
Red Chips of Spain. Red Chips of Spain.
Interaction as we wrap it up next on The Fan.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Suk.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotch is scotch, scotch.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right, well, as we wrap things up here, I have found internet video that has, I guess, gained or garnered some controversy. It includes Travis Kelce on tour with his girlfriend, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, damn, she's El Travador.
And apparently at her show in London, Julia Roberts was in the VIP tent, and so was Travis. Mm-hmm. And there, some TikToker or somebody caught an interaction between them. And if you watch the interaction, Julia Roberts is getting kind of handsy with Travis Kelce. She's, uh-oh, like giving him little like tickles and rubs on his chest and
Taylor's
his ribs and stuff
Taylor's
like that.
Taylor's not going to like that.
And so people wanted to know, like, what the hell is going on there? Like, is something happening? Like, what are they saying? And I guess somebody who actually helps the hearing impaired with lip reading.
I love when people do this.
Oh, yeah. We got to go on the deep dive. And she said, allegedly, what she was able to read was that Roberts told Kelce, seemingly, I am so unusually happy for you guys, and I don't mean to make you nervous, but it makes me so happy.
Oh, well, that's a very...
Which seems really nice.
That's lovely.
I don't get what the issue is with that. I think the issue is more with the physical behavior. Then Nikki Glaser, the comedian, and I think her mother commented on this on Instagram saying it was weird and creepy and gross. And so it became this whole thing where people were ripping Julia Roberts for her seemingly inappropriate conduct with Travis, which, I don't know, was a little bit odd, but not that bad.
Well, it sounds like it was a... She was saying she was happy for him.
She was just unusually happy for some reason that she couldn't figure out while she touched him.
Yeah, and, you know, she just... Big football muscles, I guess. Maybe.
I will say that, yeah, people get very uncomfortable if you're you're touching someone else's significant other. I don't think that goes very
well. Leads to a fight every time.
It really shouldn't, but, you know. Like, this is what I never understood about bar bro guy. If some dude is touching your girl and your girl isn't trying to stop him, why are you mad at the guy?
I have never understood that. I've never understood that.
Right? I got that the opposite, but from a girl.
You what?
The girl was touching me, girlfriend mad, tried to fight girl.
Yeah, again, that at least makes...
Well,
like,
yeah.
But it's the same thing. Why wouldn't she be mad at you?
Oh, she got mad at me too.
Well, she should be mad at you. If
why? I did nothing wrong.
Again, if it's your significant other and they're getting touched and they're not like, please don't touch me, my girlfriend's not going to like this.
He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs.
You should be mad at the girl, or you should be mad at the significant other, not the girl.
I said, please don't.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
You know what the solution to that is?
Overserve.
Touch our penises more often.
Yeah, don't quite understand that one. It's like you catch your significant other cheating, you're like, I'm going to beat his ass. Well, I guess you can't beat her, but she's the one you should be mad at. He's not cheating. Your girl is cheating. He's not cheating on anybody.
I wasn't cheating. She wouldn't leave me alone. She had me in the corner.
That's all the time we have for today. We will be off tomorrow. Have a wonderful 4th of July. Rop supposed to be back on Friday. Me and Suk will be here. That's all for us. Primetime. 3 to 7 coming up Friday. 1080 The Fan.
Chips of Spain. Red Chips of Spain.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.